And they left the order. Sounds like a problem that solved itself. Welcome back. This is Buddhist Books Podcast. Episode 306. Tipitaka Part 199. Kulavaga 1. Part 3, in which we'll pick up right where we left off in Kulavaga 1, Part 2. So you might recall, I believe it was Punabasu, the students of Punabasu and Asaji. Remember them? Not them, but their students were doing crazy things, making little flower garlands and making the dancing girl dance on their robes and everything in between. There was a long list. And we remembered, as we were reading it, we being me mostly, that we had heard that exact same description of that exact same situation, and it was the exact same people. It was the students of these two. And then afterward, we looked into it, and it was from way back in... So this is Tipitaka Part 199. This is the 199th half hour of me reading Tipitaka and, you know, talking. And that was Tipitaka Part 28, and it was Sangha Dissessa 8. Sangha Dissessa, you might note, has the word Sangha in it. And so basically what it was the formal meetings. So it's the second tier rules. The top tier rules, Parajika, I believe, defeat. That's when you get kicked out. You're not a monk anymore. Sangha Dissessa is one step down. So it's the second tier rules, where you aren't getting kicked out. I mean, it's pretty incredible how many things you can get away with and still be on the road to recovery. It was only taking away human life, having sexual intercourse, and stealing, and claiming to have supernatural powers. Those were the four things you can actually get kicked out for. And then there was a longer list of rules that you need to have a formal meeting. The whole order needs to get together and talk about this. And so that's what it was it was the eighth Sangha Dissessa rule. And some of the numbers here on Buddhist Books Podcast are for the sake of me organizing the episodes, but Sangha Dissessa 8 is actually, it was actually, if you go back 2,000 years and you have a translator and you're talking to, you know, Theravadan order, you know, and you can say the eighth Sangha Dissessa rule, they'll say, oh, you mean the one about the students of Punabasu and Asaji? And you say, yes, that one. So that's what it was that whole situation came up, and Lord Buddha declared that as a result of what they were doing, they had to have a formal meeting. So now something else is going to happen. I think based on what we've read so far in Kulavaga 1, that it's going to be a matter of how do you reprimand them? What is the process? I'm not sure, but we're going to find out together today. So without further ado, I'll go ahead and get to the reading. I hope everybody's doing well. Okay. Quote, things go well, Lord. I am keeping going, Lord. You remember this was the good-looking monk who, you know, they said all these nice things about this unnamed monk who went to the town, I forget the name of the town, Katagiri, the village where the followers of Asaji and Punabasu were. And one good lay follower took him aside and gave him a meal and said, things are really bad here. You should talk to Lord Buddha about this. Speak to him in my name and tell him all this stuff has been happening. Okay, So he goes, he's meeting Lord Buddha. Lord Buddha said, I hope everything's going well. And he replies, things go well, Lord. I am keeping going, Lord. And I, Lord, accomplished my journey with little fatigue. Now I, Lord, having spent the rains among the people of Kasi, and while coming to Savati to see the Lord, arrived at Katagiri. Then I, Lord, dressing early and taking my bowl and robe, entered Kitagiri for alms food. Then, Lord, a certain lay follower saw me as I was walking in Kitagiri for alms food, and seeing me, he approached, and having approached, he greeted me and said, quote within quotes, honored sir, are alms attainable, end quote within quotes. Quote within quotes, no, sir, alms are not attainable, end quote within quotes, I said. Quote within quotes, come, honored sir, we will go to my house, end quote within quotes, he said. Then, Lord, that lay follower, taking me to his house and feeding me, said, quote within quotes, where, honored sir, will the master go, end quote within quotes. I said, quote within quotes, I will go to Savati, sir, to see the Lord. End quote within quotes. Then he said, quote within quotes, then honored sir, three dots, thank you, Polytext Society. Yes, I thought we were going to have to read that whole story again, but thanks to the Polytext Society, they replaced it with three dots. May be settled. End quote within quotes. Therefore, Lord, do I come. End quote within quotes. Thank you, Miss Horner, as well. Not related to what he just said, but she's the translator. Anyway, then the Lord, on this occasion, in this connection, having had the order of monks convened, asked the monks, saying, quote, monks, is it true as is said, that monks who are followers of Asaji and Punabasu, residing in Kitagiri, are unscrupulous and depraved, and indulge in the following bad habits. They plant small flowering trees. Three dots. Oh, but I do want to read that again. Okay, so this is the first time we've read it today. They planted and caused to be planted small flowering trees. They water them and have them watered. They pluck them and have them plucked. They tie them up into garlands and have them tied up. They make garlands and have them made with a stalk on one side. They make garlands and have them made with a stalk on both sides. They made a branching flower stalk. They made a wreath and had one made. They made a garland worn round the forehead and had one made. They made and had an ear ornament made. They made and had a breastplate made. These monks took or sent garlands having a stalk on one side to the wives of reputable families, to daughters of reputable families, to girls of reputable families, to daughters-in-law of reputable families, to female slaves of reputable families. They took or sent garlands having a stalk on both sides. They took or sent branching. They took or sent all the stuff that they had made. And they drank from the same beaker. They sat down on the same seat. They shared one couch. They shared one mat. They shared one coverlet. They shared one mat and coverlet. They ate at the wrong time. They drank intoxicants. They wore garlands. They used perfumes and cosmetics. They danced and sang and played musical instruments, and they sported. They danced when she danced. They sang when she danced. They played musical instruments when she danced. They sported when she danced. They danced when she sang. They danced when she played musical instruments. They danced when she sported. They sported when she sported. They played on a checkered board for gambling. They played on a draught board. They played with imagining such boards in the air. They played a game of keeping stepping up to diagrams. Stepping what? Stepping onto diagrams. They played with spillikins, dice, tip cat, brush hand with a ball, at blowing through toy pipes made of leaves with a toy plow, at turning somersaults with a toy windmill, with a toy measure of leaves, with a toy cart, with a toy bow. They played a game of guessing at letters, a mind-reading game, a game of mimicking deformities. They trained themselves in elephant lore, horse lore, carriage lore, archery, swordsmanship. Then they ran in front of an elephant, a horse, a chariot. Now they ran backwards, now they ran forwards. And they whistled and they snapped their fingers, and they wrestled and they fought with fists. And having spread out their upper robes as a stage, they said to the dancing girl, "Dance here, sister." And they applauded, and they indulged in various bad habits. Okay, now that we remember, right, that's all the stuff they did. Lord Buddha was saying, is it true that they did all this? End quote. Quote, "It is true, Lord." End quote. The Awakened One. The Lord was not amused. No, it doesn't say that. It says, rebuked them, saying, quote, "How, monks, can these foolish men indulge in bad habits such as these? How can they plant and cause small flowering trees to be planted and water them and have them watered and pluck them and have them plucked? And how can they tie them up into garlands or have them tied up? How can they make garlands or have them made 3 dots? How can they take and send 3 dots? How can they eat 3 dots, drink 3 dots, sit 3 dots, stand 3 dots, eat 3 dots, drink 3 dots, run 3 dots, dance and sing and play musical instruments and sport 3 dots? Play 3 dots, train themselves 3 dots, run 3 dots, run round facing 3 dots? How can they whistle and snap their fingers and wrestle and fight with fists and, having spread out their upper robes as a stage, say to a dancing girl, 'Dance here, sister,' and applaud and indulge in a variety of bad habits? It is not, monks, for pleasing those who are not yet pleased." 3 dots, end quote. And having rebuked them and given reasoned talk, he addressed Sariputta and Moggallana, saying, quote, "Do you go," which is a weird thing. Like, maybe in the original Pali, like if you were telling someone, "Go, please go to this place," then maybe they say like a word that means do, a word that means you, and a word that means go. So if you were to directly translate it into English, which would be an odd choice because it sounds like the beginning of a question. But maybe in 1930s England, that's how you would say that. But it's all through all the Pali scriptures. "Do you go" means I'm telling you to go. So it's weird. Anyway, continuing. "Do you go, Sariputta and Moggallana, and having gone to Kitagiri, carry out a formal act of banishment from Kitagiri against those monks who are followers of Asaji and Punabasu. These are those who share your cells." Banishment. So being banished is different from defeat. Being banished, I think you can still find your way back. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Quote, "How, Lord, do we carry out a formal act of banishment from Kitagiri against those monks who are followers of Asaji and Punabasu? These monks are fierce and rough." End quote. Quote, "Well then, Sariputta and Moggallana, go together with many monks." Bring in an army. End quote. Quote, "Very well, Lord." End quote. Sariputta and Moggallana answered the Lord in assent. Quote, "And thus, monks, should it be carried out. First, the monks who are followers of Asaji and Punabasu should be reproved. Having reproved them, they should be made to remember. Having made them remember, they should be accused of an offense. Having accused them of the offense, the order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk, saying," quote within quotes, "Honored sirs, let the order listen to me. These monks who are followers of Asaji and Punabasu are those who bring families into disrepute and are of evil conduct. Their evil conduct is seen and also heard, and respectable families corrupted by them are seen and also heard. If it seems right to the order should carry out a formal act of banishment from Kitagiri against the monks who are followers of Asaji and Punabasu. By which the monks who are followers of Asaji and Punabasu should not remain in Kitagiri. This is the motion. Honored sirs, let the order listen to me. These monks who are, seen and also heard. The order is carrying out a formal act of banishment from Kitagiri against the monks who are followers of Asaji and Punabasu, by which the monks who are followers of Asaji and Punabasu should not remain in Kitagiri. If the carrying out of the formal act of banishment from Kitagiri against the monks who are followers of Asaji and Punabasu, by which they should not remain in Kitagiri, is pleasing to the Venerable Ones, they should be silent. He to whom it is not pleasing should speak. Now, I'm assuming that the monks who are on trial don't get to speak. Like, it doesn't count if they're like, yeah, don't banish us. I mean, why do we care what they, you know what I mean? Like, but it's not really made clear, but I think it's safe to say. And a second time, I speak forth this matter, And a third time, I speak forth this matter. The formal act of banishment from Kitagiri against the monks who are followers of Asaji and Punabasu, by which they should not remain in Kitagiri, is carried out by the order. It is pleasing to the order, therefore it is silent. Thus do I understand this. End quote within quotes. Then there's a line break, so that's like, end of a section, but it doesn't say, thus has been spoken the such and such, and Lord Buddha is still talking. Monks, if it is possessed of three qualities, a formal act of banishment comes to be not legally valid. Okay, so he's letting them know how to do it correctly. Not disciplinarily valid, and one that is hard to settle. Three dots. Against the one who speaks dispraise of the order. What? Monks, if an order desires, it may carry out a formal act of banishment against these three kinds of monks. Oh, right. Remember last time? Thanks again, Polytech Society. Sometimes I appreciate it when they leave things out. Other times I'm like, oh, right. What was that they said? I guess I'll have to go flipping around looking for whatever it is they left out. So then my gratitude is sarcastic. Anyway, and monks, if a monk is possessed of three further qualities, an order, if it so desires, may carry out a formal act of banishment against him. If he is possessed of bodily frivolity. And there's a footnote. Bodily frivolity. We're checking the footnote. Haikena davena. And then VA, whatever that is, says this means physical enjoyment. All right. Perhaps he takes food for fun or amusement or in sport. All right. That's pretty boring. I regret checking that footnote. Let's continue. If he is possessed of verbal frivolity, well, I wouldn't do well in these circumstances. If he is possessed of bodily and verbal frivolity, monks, if a monk is possessed of these three qualities, an order, if he so desires, may carry out a formal act of banishment against him. So bodily frivolity, verbal frivolity, or both. The third one is both one and two. It's like those multiple choice tests. All of the above, none of the above. And monks, if a monk is possessed of three further qualities, three dots against him. If he is possessed of bodily bad habits, footnote, this means a transgression of the rules of training laid down concerning the doors of the body. I think you mean orifices, right? I think we can, you know, I vaguely remember various things, rules regarding that. If he is possessed of, right, bad habits, if he is possessed of verbal bad habits, if he is possessed of bodily and verbal bad habits, monks. If a monk, three dots, a formal act of banishment against him. And monks, if a monk is possessed of three further qualities, three dots, against him. If he is possessed of harming by means of body. If he is possessed of harming by means of speech. If he is possessed of harming by means of body and speech. So there's an injury through not being trained in the rules of training laid down concerning the doors of the body. It means expulsion. Okay, there was a footnote. I checked it. I regret it. Again, stop checking footnotes, Edward. Monks, if a monk, three dots against him. And monks, if a monk is possessed of three further qualities, an order, if it so desires, may carry out a formal act of banishment against him. If he is possessed of a wrong bodily mode of livelihood. If he is possessed of a wrong verbal mode of livelihood. What? Bodily mode of verbal mode of livelihood. Okay. If he is possessed of a wrong bodily and verbal mode of livelihood. So, I mean, it reminds me of when they were... Well, that was a different rule, though. Okay, stop. Okay, I'm talking to myself. Monks. If a monk is possessed of these three qualities in order, if it so desires, may carry out a formal act of banishment against him. Monks. If an order so desires, it may carry out a formal act of banishment against three kinds of monks. Against the one who is a maker of strife, three dots. So this is all the same as, like, earlier when it was, you know, the different... section, different situation, but it's like copy-pasted from... Thank you, Polytech Society. Against the one who speaks... I know this stuff is important, but I kind of want to know what happens when they get there and Punabasu and all that. The one who speaks dispraise of the order. Monks, if an order so desires, it may carry out a formal act of banishment against these three kinds of monks and monks. If an order so desires, it may carry out a formal act of banishment against three further kinds of monks. Against the one who is possessed of bodily frivolity. Against the one who is possessed of verbal frivolity. Against the one who is possessed of bodily and verbal frivolity. Three dots, so important they decided to repeat it, I guess. Against the one who is possessed of wrong bodily and verbal mode of livelihood, monks, if an order so desires, they may carry out a formal act of banishment against these three kinds of monks. Monks, a monk against whom a formal act of banishment has been carried out should conduct himself properly. This is the proper conduct in this case. Three dots, parentheses. So, okay, so there was a thing before where it was similar. And, yeah, it's like that. Thank you. That one was sarcastic. He should not quarrel with monks. Right. Okay. Three dots. I mean, end quote. So I think that this is like, okay, if all these monks behave themselves, which doesn't seem likely for these monks, you know, or at least they can, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Right. Told. Are the 18 observances connected with a formal act of banishment? Okay, now we're getting back to the story. Then Sariputta and Moggallana, at the head of an order of monks, having arrived at Kitagiri, carried out a formal act of banishment from Kitagiri against the monks who were followers of Asaji and Punabasu, by which the monks who were followers of Asaji and Punabasu should not stay in Kitagiri. When the formal act of banishment had been carried out by the order, these did not conduct themselves properly. I didn't think they would. They were not subdued. They did not mend their ways. They did not ask the monks for forgiveness. They abused them. They reviled them. They offended by following a wrong course through desire, by following a wrong course through hatred, by following a wrong course through stupidity, by following a wrong course through fear. And they went away, and they left the order. Sounds like a problem that solved itself in this case. All right. Those who were modest monks looked down on... What are you going to do? Like, kick them out for kicking out? You're not quitting. I'm firing you. You're not firing me. I quit. You're excommunicated. No, you're excommunicated. As a different thing. Okay, continuing. Those who are modest monks looked down on, criticized, spread it about, saying, quote, how can the monks who are followers of Asaji and Punabasu, against whom a formal act of banishment has been carried out of the order, not conduct themselves properly, not be subdued, not mend their ways? Why do they not ask for forgiveness from the monks? Why do they abuse and revile them? Why did they left, guys? Get over it. Why do they, following a wrong course through desire, three dots, hatred, three dots, stupidity, three dots, fear, go away and leave the order? End quote. We know that overall, in general, there's a spirit of ahimsa among the Sangha. So we know that this isn't going to end with them like hunting down that misfit group of former monks who left the order and punishing them in any way. It's just going to be a matter of like, don't talk to them or something. But anyway, which is, it's nice, isn't it? Wouldn't it be nice if more religious texts like had a little more ahimsa in them? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, not pointing any fingers, but you know who you are. Sorry. Then these monks told this matter to the Lord. Then the Lord, on this occasion, in this connection, having had the order of monks convened, questioned the monks, saying, quote, is it true, as is said, monks, that the monks who were followers of Asaji and Punabasu, against whom a formal act of banishment has been carried out by the order, do not conduct themselves properly, are not subdued, three dots, and leave the order? Seems like more attention should be paid to that last one and not to like what they did on their way out. They left. Three dots. Quote, he stole a stapler, and then we're going to pursue legal action against the guy who no longer works here. Get that stapler back. I mean, just hire someone else. You know what I'm saying? It is true, Lord. End quote. I'll stop talking and just read. Quote, how, monks, can these foolish men, against whom a formal act of banishment has been carried out by the order, not conduct themselves properly, three dots, and leave the order? It is not, monks, for pleasing those who are not yet pleased, three dots, end quote. And having rebuked them, having given reason to talk, he addressed the monks, saying, quote, well then, monks, do not let the order revoke the formal act of banishment. Monks, if a monk is possessed of five qualities, the formal act of banishment against him should not be revoked. If he ordains, three dots, parentheses. So, like earlier, you remember there was a situation, it wasn't about Punabasu and Asaji and their students, it was like some other group of monks or monk or something. It was kind of similar to this recently. Copy-paste all the stuff Lord Buddha says at that point in a similar paragraph here. End parentheses. Thank you, Polytech Society. Can you guess? Was that sarcastic or not? Am I really thanking the Polytech Society this time? Comment below. No, I mean, you can comment if you want. It's... If he does not quarrel with monks, if a monk is possessed of these eight qualities, the formal act of banishment may be revoked. Told! What eight? Oh, it must have been in the three dots. Told are the 18 cases where a formal act of banishment may be revoked. So, the monks that were doing with the dancing girl on their robes, they left the order, and so Lord Buddha is saying, don't revoke their banishment. Okay? I mean, it makes sense, right? And it is nice to note that he didn't say, go find them, hunt them down to the ends of the earth, do not let them see tomorrow's sun, you know, or anything stupid like that, because they're Buddhists, right? So that's nice. Yeah, now he's going to talk about stuff. Yeah, it goes on to a different story, it looks like. All right, I think I'll just finish this one little bit, and then it moves on to a different story with different characters. And so that'll be for next time. So just finishing this. And thus, monks, should it be revoked? What? Okay. If they were going to revoke, which they're not going to revoke. Right. Monks, that monk against whom the formal act of banishment had been carried out, having approached the order, having arranged his upper robe over one shoulder, having saluted the feet of the senior monk, having sat down on his haunches, having stretched forth his joined palms, should speak thus to it. Quote within quotes, "A formal act of banishment, honored sirs, was carried out against me by the order, but I am conducting myself properly. I am subdued, I am mending my ways, I ask for the revocation of the formal act of banishment," end quote within quotes. "And a second time it should be asked for, and a third time it should be asked for. The order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk, saying," quote within quotes, "Honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This monk so-and-so, against whom a formal act of banishment was carried out by an order, is conducting himself properly. He is subdued, he is mending his ways, and he asks for the revocation of the formal act of banishment." I wonder if maybe they left the order means like they got up and walked away from the meeting of that particular order, and isn't the same thing as like leaving being a monk or... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a little unclear. I think the order and the Sangha, I think the order is how they're translating the Sangha. Anyway, I'll just keep reading. "If it seems right to the order may revoke the formal act of banishment against the monk so-and-so. This is the motion. Honored sirs, let the order listen to me. The monk so-and-so," three dots, "and he asks for the revocation of the formal act of banishment. The order is revoking the formal act of banishment for the monk so-and-so. If the revocation of the formal act of banishment for the monk so-and-so is pleasing to the venerable ones, they should be silent. He to whom it is not pleasing should speak. And a second time I speak forth this matter," three dots, "and a third time I speak forth this matter. It is pleasing to the order, therefore it is silent. Thus do I understand this," end quote, then quotes, end quote, "told is the third formal act, that of banishment." And next time, on Buddhist Books Podcast, we will continue reading Kulavaga 1. And it'll be another story, not about the followers of Asaji and Punabasu, that I don't think I recognized the names. So the characters that appear will be ones that have not yet appeared on this program, I think, unless I do some digging and find out. Oh, like was the case with Sayasaka, remember? Never mind about Sayasaka. All right. Well, you're here. What do you do? Did you accidentally leave it on? Do you use this to fall asleep? I know that there's at least one person out there who uses my videos to fall asleep and then tells me that again and again. I don't know if he knows that that doesn't sound like a compliment. But anyway, no, it's okay. I understand. It's nice, I guess, right? I mean, if someone, like, their thoughts are troubling them, keeping them awake, and hearing me ramble about monks or whatever helps them sleep, then good. That's good. I'm glad I can help you sleep. But I watch your videos all the time. They put me right to sleep. Like, okay, thanks. All right, anyway, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. It's Saturday where I am, so, hope you have a wonderful whatever day it is for you. I will go ahead and do the usual closing. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.